Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's Dvar Halach from the Daf Yomi will be devoted to the Sugya of Pas Haba B'Kisnin. Both Dvar Halachos will be connected, Be'ezer Hashem, to Pas Haba B'Kisnin. What is Pas Haba B'Kisnin will be our first topic. Before we start on this trip, I want to emphasize that this Sugya is a large one and a complicated one, and we will try to streamline it, la halacha. Be'ezer Hashem, I happen to be teaching in Yeshiva, Parakeitz of Avarchin Bi'iyun. There we will get into all of the intricacies about Pas Haba B'Kisnin, but for our purposes, let's try to be as straightforward and as brief as possible, starting from the Gemara, going through to the post. Rashi Amim Aleph Amim Beis gives a very interesting explanation of what is this expression of Pas Haba B'Kisnin. Bread that comes with these kisnin. Rashi explains that after a meal, people would eat almonds, and they would eat them with bread. This dessert was called kisnin. The bread that they would eat with it wasn't a standard type of bread, but the bread was kneaded with spices, put into interesting shapes as it was eaten with the nuts. Just contextually, according to Rashi, that's what the words Pas Haba B'Kisnin means. The bread that come with these klayos, with this almond. However, Rabbeinu Yonah quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, who has a different opinion. What we're going to see is all three opinions that we mention here are mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu Chananel understands the word kisnin coming from the word kis, a pocket. And the dough, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, was a regular and could be a regular bread dough. However, it was made into pockets and it was filled up with almonds, with honey. Today, sometimes we have it filled up with potatoes. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, brought in Rabbeinu Yonah, the kisnin is the bread that comes in the shape of a kis. That's Pas Haba B'Kisnin. Finally, the opinion of Rav Haigon, that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch from the Aruch, is Pas Haba B'Kisnin means a bread that was hardened and made crispy. In the expression in Aramaic, it's called ke'achin. Kisnin then is a play on the words of ke'achin. Textual issues aside, these three opinions can be found in Shulchan Aruch. And all three of opinions are important. La halacha. Simikuv samachas, sif zayin. We will read inside the psak of the mechaber that on all of these above types of breads and cakes, the bracha is going to be mezonos. Pas haba b'kisnin. Yesh mefarshim. Some say, says the mechaber, pas shosim kisim shemalim osa dvash sukar ve'goz mushkein mitavlim. That is the second opinion that we quoted Rabbeinu Chananel from Rabbeinu Yonah, and he describes what they are in the parlance of that particular time. V'yesh omrim, then the Mechaber quotes another opinion, she isa she'irev ba dvash o shemen o cholav o minei tavlin va'afa. That was a special bread that had honey and oil and milk added to it. V'hu she'atama tarovas hamei peros o atavlin ikar be'isa. It should be noticeable in the bread. This opinion, which the Ber Agola attributes to the Rambam, is similar to the opinion of Rashi. It was this unique type of bread that was eaten, according to Rashi, was also eaten along with kisnin, but had special tavlinin that were added to it. Let's jump to quote one important point from the poskim, which comes across to many individuals many times, particularly on the airplane. That is, the Rav Ozner in Chelech Ches Simin Lamed Beis says that fruit juice today would also qualify as adding an outside and different source to the dough, and therefore if bread is made with fruit juice, so then in such a case, and it's Kemah Mefurish we had in the Mechaber, although fruit juice isn't particularly mentioned, however, the Mechaber does say, V'hu she'etam taruvas hamei peros. So it seems to indicate that even fruit juice as well would turn something into Pas Haba B'Kisnin. Therefore, I mention airlines because most airplanes, they have bread rolls over there that are made from fruit juice, and on the wrapper it says that the halacha is that it gets a mezonos. Rav Vosner corroborates this idea. You have to let me finish, though, before we paskin based on this. Rav Vosner says that based on this idea, a mezonos bread can be created by adding fruit juice. However, it should be noted that we're going to discuss in the second part of today's halacha section that these halachos might very well fall away, the mezonos might fall away, if one intends to eat it as a meal, because that might be enough to create kviya su'uda. And therefore, if it's coming along with one's meal on the airplane, it could very well be that even though technically it falls in the category of pasa b'kissin, but if you're koveya su'uda, so then in such a case, that would be enough for it to get amotzi. This was the second opinion that we have in the Shulchan Aruch of what qualifies pasa b'kissin, that there is spices or fruit juice that's added to it. V'yesh mefarshim, the third opinion, the Mechaber continues with in Kuf Samach Zayin Siv Zayin, Shuhu Pas, Bei Metubels, Bei Meshenim Metubels, even if it's regular bread, nevertheless, She'osim Osam Ka'achim Yevashim, it's made brittle, V'chochachim Osam, says the Mechaber, V'halacha Kedivrei Kulam, we follow all the opinions, She'lechol Elu Advarim Noslam Dinam She'amarnu B'pasa B'kissin, we call all of these above pasa b'kissin, and therefore all of them get a mezonos. Therefore, bottom line, if one is eating one of the above three categories, so then the item, if one is not being koveya su'uda on it, the item gets a mezonos. A couple of smaller points that emerge from the podium. The Dirshu Mishnah Brura does a good job in collecting some of these opinions. Number one, the Sefer Sharei Bracha, which is a new Sefer, which is probably the most comprehensive Sefer on Hilchos Brachos out there today, quotes our Grand Rebbe, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, that says that even if there's a part of the mezonos, the pas habo b'kissin, let's take the definition of pas habo b'kissin according to Rabbeinu Yonah from Rabbeinu Hananel, that it is a kis, that it's regular dough, but it holds other foods inside, then it already loses its status of hamotzi. It goes down to mezonos, even though the dough itself qualify as a hamotzi dough. Reb Shlomo Zalman adds, it doesn't matter whether it is the center of this pas or we're talking about the corners. Visualize a large pas above a kissin that's there, a large hamantash that was made only from water. Actually, most hamantashen is also made with fruit juice, but just visualize for a moment. Hamantashen. Now, if you cut off the corner, let's say a person's only interested in eating the corner, he's not interested at all in eating the filling. So in such a case, maybe we should suggest that therefore it's mamish pas, it has the din pas. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says that the moment it's part of this general piece of pas above a kisnin, then it loses its status of a hamotzi and automatically goes down to a mezonos, even though it really has all the properties of hamotzi, and even if you're not eating the filling, still it loses, if you will, its toar lechem. That's point number one, found in Shorei Brocha, Perek Tezayin, Ha'ara Tzadihei. Number two, croissants. Croissants are often made without any spices or fruit juices, and what happens is the croissants are made often mamish like bread. They're baked mamish as bread, and then they are soaked in sugar. What would the halacha be in such a case? So here we're going to come up with a fantastic paradox of halacha. The minhag ha'olam is to eat croissants not as bread, because they're not bread. They have sugar added to them, but they're only added often later on. So here Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted from the Sefer Zos HaBracha in the Birurim in Siman Gimel as saying that pas habo b'kissin also is dependent on whether people are normally koveya su'uda on it or not. If we have a bread which technically doesn't fall into any of the categories of pas habo b'kissin, which one could argue croissants don't, if they don't have a filling and it wasn't made with fruit juice, and of course, it's not brittle. So then in such a case, maybe one would argue that a croissant should get a hamotzi. No, since no one, or generally people, are not koveya su'uda on it, they don't eat it as bread, even though technically it's not baked in the process of Pasah B'Kisnin, it's a practical Pasah B'Kisnin, and that is how most poskim assume that the bracha is going to be a mazonos. I point out that it's a paradox because it happens to be, I'm recording this on Friday, Emir Tashem, we're looking forward to eating my wife's challahs on Friday night. My wife likes to add a batter that includes sugar in it onto the challah that we eat. It's not that different, technically, from how a croissant is made. Nevertheless, no one is going to say something sacrilegious and say that the challah, even without the halacha of Kviya Suda, that stam challah that has a sugar coating that's added to it with a little bit of egg batter and sugar that's added to the top, no one is going to say that that gets a mazonos, even outside of Kviya Suda. And here we see that practicalities and the human condition is going to affect the halachic categories of Pasah B'Kisnin. So croissant is considered Pasah B'Kisnin in contrast to challah, of course, even if sugar is added to it afterwards, would not be considered Pasah B'Kisnin. Now let's go to the second topic, which is found a sif before in Kuf Samach Zayin, and that is the scope of being Koveya Su'uda on Pasah B'Kisnin. I would add that one cannot learn the sugya of Pasah B'Kisnin lahalacha at all without listening not only the categories of what qualifies a Pasah B'Kisnin, but to the exceptions to the rule. And the exceptions to the rule are really, as an expression in English, the devil lies in the details. The details over here in our second topic of halacha, when does a Pasah B'Kisnin still get a hamotzi, is extremely, extremely important, and really learning the first part without the second part will end up confusing a person as opposed to informing them. But if we get both down, then Be'ezer Hashem, we should have some clarity of the sugya from the Da'at. Kuf Samach Vav Ches Vav. Kuf Samach Ches Vav. The Mechaber tells us a very, very important exception to the rule that a Pasah B'Kisnin gets a mazonos. And this emerged from our Gemara. The Gemara on Brachos on Mem Beis had told us, Lachmanios, Ma'arvin ben umvarchale hamotzi, if you're kavasu dasa alayu. Lachmanios, which were, according to Rashi, baked with the tavlinim that we described from Rashi as well, on Mem Aleph on Mem Beis, is baked with added flavors and is not the standard bread, that is going to get mazonos. However, if your koveya suda, if you intend to eat it as part of a meal, so then in such a case, it's going to get hamotzi. Let's see how the Mechaber quantifies this halacha. Kuf samaches vav, pas habav eknisnin, mevarech alav, borimim and mazonos, it gets borim mazonos, v'acharav, broch achas mein shalosh, v'im ochal mimenu shiur, if you eat an amount of Pasah B'Kisnin that most people usually use for a su'uda, which means that you eat the amount of bread that most people eat during a meal, even if you don't intend to eat it as a meal, and even if you would normally eat more, continues the Mechaber, afal pishu lo sava mimenu, Mevarech alav hamotzi uberchas hamazon. You need to make a hamotzi as well. So this, in many ways, cuts down the whole halacha Pasah B'Kisnin in many instances. For example, when it comes to mazonos rolls. When it comes to mazonos rolls, so there, if the individual is eating a meal, so then in such a case, he gets out, he has to make a hamotzi, number one. And number two, if he's eating the amount of mazonos rolls that an average person will eat during a su'uda, then as well, he will have to make a hamotzi and then bench afterwards. So let's categorize this second part in terms of the exceptions of mazonos on Pasah B'Kisnin. And that is, number one, if he's koveya suda. Number two, if it's the amount of bread that most people are koveya suda on, and the shear of that is 4 beitzim, says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkatan Chav Dalit, which is between 100 and 230 grams of bread. That would be according to those who measure through weight as opposed to volume, which is a little bit beyond our scope for right now. So those already are two exceptions to pass Habba B'Kissin. Here comes exception number three, the Bracha Mezonos for a pass Habba B'Kissin. Here comes exception number three. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Chav Dalet, Shacherim Regin Likboa, Kosvo Achronim Dimachola Levado, eating the bread alone. So then you need the shear of Dalet Beitzim. However, V'imacholo Imboso Dvar Machem Shalap Milapsim Boa pass, those things that are there to aid in the eating of bread, that add to the eating of bread. You know how you calculate this shiur of kovea suda of four eggs of 230 grams? You don't even only count the bread. You'll also account for the other food that comes along with the bread, which means that if a person eats a mezonos roll, plus he puts herring on it or other types of food, if it reaches the size of four beitzim, 230 grams, then even if he didn't have four beitzim of bread, all of the other foods that are eaten with the bread drag along with it. And then by definition, even if he didn't intend it as a meal, even if people normally don't eat that amount of mezonos bread as a meal, nevertheless, he will still have to make a hamotzi. Now, this comes up very often. How often this comes up will be subject to a machlokis haposkim. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchas of Perek Nundalid Ha'ara Kuf Lamid Beis, this phenomenon will happen if a person is at a kiddush and they eat bread with, say, they're at a lavish kiddush, and there is a large array of foods that could be eaten on bread. So he takes his mezonos roll, and he has some liver on it. Then he takes another mezonos roll, leaving aside the halachos of eating fish and meat together. He washes out his mouth, and he puts some herring on it. The liver and the herring will combine for the shear, and it could very well be, Rav Braunschweigel argued, that in most Kiddushim, certainly we're going to see in a moment, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, but it could very well be, even according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the foods will join together to create a shear in which one is chayiv to wash, say hamotzi, and bench, even though he never ate any food that technically is chayiv hamotzi, but the shear of pas habo b'kisnin is four beitzim, and the other foods that melafis hapas, the Mishnah Berurah paskins like those achronim, the Magen Avram, and others that say that it combines to create the shear of kvius, and therefore a full-fledged meal. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, and the Mashmos of Levushe Srod, the Dershu Mishnah Berurah points out, on the Magen Avraham and Sif Kurtin Yud Gimel of our Simon and Kuf Samaches, it is even more likely, even more than Rav Shlomo Zalman's position, to require a hamotzi and Birchas Hamazon at a kiddush. Because they hold, it's not only the food that you actually put on the bread itself. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Orach Chaim Chelek Aleph, Simon Nun Vav, and he repeats his opinion, Chelek Dalet, Simon Mem Aleph, as well the Dirshu quotes that the Rav Vosner is of the same position in Chelek Zayin Simin Chaf He. As long as you're eating the food in the same context, even if it's not on the bread, Melafim es hapas doesn't mean that it literally is eaten with the bread, Melafim es hapas. Rather, it just means that you eat in the same meal, all of it combines for the shear. If you eat them separately, as long as it is connected to that same meal of the mezonos bread, it all combines this year, which would mean that in many instances where a person goes to a kiddush, one would need to make a hamotzi even if it's going to be mezonos bread, as well as cake. If a person just has cake but has a lot of other things that join together, normally you don't eat cake of four beitzim, but if you join together the herring and the this and the that, the Yerushalmi kugel, and of course the pickle that goes along with it, etc., so then, in such a case, it could very well be, it's most likely, that it'll be chayiv ahamotzi as well as benching. One can adopt the ha'ara of the Chazon Ish in Simin Lamed Dalet, Sif Katan Dalet, that points out that it will only join together with the bread if it was food, the Yerushalmi Kugel and the pickle and the salad joined together with the bread if it's eaten after the bread. The timer starts, the shiur calculator starts only when one's eaten the pasaba, the kisnin, the cake, and so on, and then afterwards you eat the other foods. But if you eat the liver and the herring beforehand, and then afterwards the pasaba, the kisnin, so then if you're eating less than 4 beitzim worth sach hakol, it does not combine. So that might be an etza to follow this point of the Chazon Ish, to eat the liver and the herring beforehand, and then afterwards to have everything else. The problem at a kiddush, which we won't get involved with in doing that, is you also need kiddush b'makom su'uda as well, and that would be a question if one could hear kiddush and then make a bracha on the herring or the liver and only afterwards have a little bit of cake or mezonos roll. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the outline of the sugya of Pasa B'Kisnin. Topic number 1 is what is Pasa B'Kisnin, and number 2, we have our exceptions for the rules of Pasa B'Kisnin. Let's crunch them. Number 1, if a person eats the shear of 4 beitzim, so then in such a case, by definition, the Pasa B'Kisnin doesn't get a mezonos. Number 2, if a person intends to eat it as a meal, so then as well, he doesn't get a mezonos. And number 3 is other foods can join together. And within number 3, we had the chumrah of Rav Moshe Feinstein, which Rav Braunschweiger was into, and that is that all foods join together to create that shiur, to create hamotzi. Rav Shlomo Zalman, as quoted in the Shmiras Shabbos Kehilchos, is of the position that those foods join together only if it's eaten literally with the bread at the same time. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes our beautiful daf of Mem Beis in Maseches Brachos.